SJW Mobile.
VWA, the thing. I am trying not to be so quick on the key. Giving people a break to try to get in there.
Thing? That's a good thing to do, if you can remember. We're not always that good, though. You hear my cat in the background? This is her first car ride ever in 4 years.
I didn't hear her in the background. I'm over here on Wade Hampton, by Wade Hampton High School, and I got that shadow thing going, and with this radio, it's kind of blinking in and out, but I still got you. But I didn't hear her in the background. So what are you up to today? Just getting up and getting around and sleeping late?
The cat needs to see the vet because I think she's got a UTI problem, and Maggie needs a checkup, so I'm taking them. Amy's down in Atlanta. She's been down there for 2 days, so I'm taking them to their doctor's appointment. And this is the first time for Lucy. That's the cat. She's never been to the vet. Well, I think she did one checkup when we got her. She was a rescue. She hasn't been back. They're low maintenance, but I think she's got an infection. So we need to get that looked into. Can you hear her now?
Oh, she's definitely not a happy camper.
Left the house before. Whenever we went on vacation or anything, we set her up for, you know, like 2 weeks. We've gone 4 days, but we set her up for 2 weeks. And so when we go outside, Maggie and I, Lucy will come outside every now and then, and she'll creep around really slow, and she's looking at, I mean, a squirrel could jump down on the ground out of a tree, and she would dart back from the house. She's a house cat. She does not like going outside at all, and this is her first car ride ever.
Our cat's the same way. I'll have to tell you the story of that cat sometime. Up at my building, and I mean, it was like 20 degrees out that night. She was probably 3 or 4 months old, come running up to me. Basically, attached herself to my leg, and then when I started towards the truck, she jumped in the truck, and I could not get her out. So, I inherited a cat from somewhere.
The one we had before this one worked. He just showed up at the garage door one day, and I took it in because it's cold outside, and I said, don't feed that cat anything. When the weather clears up, we're going to put it back outside. And after a couple of days, it started looking kind of thin, so I said, okay, we're going to feed that cat. And that turned out to be the best cat ever. This one, I think Amy went and got it from a rescue shelter because it was, you know, scheduled for destruction a few days, so somebody told her about it, so she went out there and got it. And this one is just a totally different personality from the other one. The other one was an indoor-outdoor cat. He liked to go in and out. He'd bring you presents to the back door. He liked snakes and rats and rabbits and squirrels and birds. This one, nothing at all like that.
Same way. To this day, you open up the door and she's headed for the inner part of the house. She wants no part of it.
Personalities just like humans, huh?
Animals do. You know, hey, they're living creatures just like we are. But in the meantime, that was fun last night.
That was good. I could hear quite a few stations, more than I heard 10 stations. And I did not think, I thought maybe, I thought, I knew I would hear Keith in Columbus. I didn't think I would hear you. I knew I would hear Gary. I didn't know about Chad. But I heard 10 stations. That's pretty wild. Never in a million years would I thought I would have heard that many.
I think we've got some pretty good propagation going. And you did hear me?
I did hear you. I don't remember what your signal strength was. Ann, the lady named Ann, and Chad, and there was one other. Oh, yeah, the guy Daniel in Taylor's. Those three were the highest on me. Daniel was 40 over 9, and Chad and Ann were S7s. And then I think you were a 5, maybe, a 3 or a 5. But, I mean, you were intelligible. I could read you.
On the other end, listen, I cannot believe I made it around the other side of the mountain to Brevard.
Under the right conditions, when propagation is good, you know, we might do it again 2 weeks from now, and it might be totally different results. Well, it would be. It would be. And it's, It's more reliable than HF, but it's not like a telephone call with millions of cell towers.
But you know what? Propagation variance. And I think propagation is pretty doggone good right now. So, long and the short of it, I think if we do this again towards the spring, depending on conditions are not quite so good, it might shock some folks.
Does leaves get on the trees? And then you let the leaves get on the trees and you let them get wet? And that's a horse of a different color.
It's an appropriate interval between reception and keying up. I didn't hear anybody. It is going to be variable. I don't have any idea or way to guess to what degree on 2 meter. But I do know, like on HF, it can vary wildly.
You can be talking to somebody, and the band go long while you're talking to them, and boom, they're gone. You know, minutes, not months.
Well, listen, Dave, I'm just about to destinate downtown. You know, I never knew that word, destinate. I'm about to arrive at my location, and I got to go in and see my accountant again. Oh, I'm going to text you a picture. Sue is a very happy camper. And at the bottom, you'll see my caption that I include under these two pictures. I think you might enjoy it.
I don't know if I'll be able to get to it while I'm handling a dog and a cat in the animal hospital, but I'll look at it as soon as I get a chance. Anyway, have a safe trip back. K4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
K4VWA, clear.